In another verse of the Quran, Allah the Exalted says, وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. Allah the Exalted is showing you His signs in order that you may use your own reason. And Allah the Exalted says in the Noble Quran, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تُؤْمِنَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَيَجْعَلُ الرِّجْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. No one can become a believer. No one can have true faith in Allah except after He gives permission. And Allah places spiritual defilement, filth, on those who do not use their reason. See how reason and faith are mentioned together in this verse? What does that mean? It means that it's reason and intellect which will lead you to true iman. It's only after understanding and thinking and pondering and contemplating that a person can become a true believer, that iman enters into one's heart. Imam Khamenei brings a passage from the Noble Quran which makes very clear the process a human being goes through which results in them becoming a believer, a mu'min. Allah the Exalted says,
إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ.
Surely in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the coming and going of night and day are signs for the Ulul Albab. Who are the Ulul Albab? Is it the case that some people are born into this world as Ulul Albab and others are not? And it's only those special people who Allah has somehow given a distinction by birth over others, it's only those people who will benefit from these signs? No, Ulul Albab can be anyone. Any human being who uses their reason can be from the Ulul Albab. The door is open for everyone. But human beings who do not use their reason will not end up being from the Ulul Albab, and therefore they will live within the signs of Allah but never see them. And therefore they will live within a world and a universe filled with signs, but they will never realize it. Ulul Albab can be anyone. Any human being who wants to can be from the Ulul Albab. Now the Quran continues, and in this passage, it begins describing the Ulul Albab. One of the descriptions of the Ulul Albab is the following. Allah says, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The Ulul Albab are those who contemplate and think about the creation of the heavens and the earth. They don't just live the rat race. They don't just go on with their day-to-day lives without thinking for a moment about all the miracles that are surrounding them. Miracles which are taking place every single moment. No, they pause. They think. They ponder. They reflect. They ponder and contemplate over the mysteries of creation. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.